Later this month, many Iraqis will be able to cast their ballots in the upcoming elections from neighboring Jordan. The Iraqi exile community there is one of the largest, with estimates of more than 200,000 living in Jordan. About 60% of them are over 18 and eligible to vote on January 30th. Registration begins this weekend. Jordan is opening polling centers across the country, but it is not clear how many Iraqis will actually vote. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Amman.
At a wholesale produce market on the outskirts of the Jordanian capital, men push heavy carts full of fruits and vegetables, intent on their work on a cold morning, when a team of election workers arrive, armed with posters and pamphlets. Hello, a woman named Seba calls out to them. Are you Iraqis? Come here. Don't be afraid. They park the fruit carts and listen to the details of how they can take part in the elections in their home country. One Iraqi declares he's voting for Saddam. It's a joke for the others as they shove and scoop up the voter information cards. The Iraqi team doling out the information has been hired as part of the out-of-country voting program, coordinated through the Iraqi Election Commission and the United Nations. They do not want their names broadcast. They have some fears. But still, they say, a free election is a first-time thing. Before, the choice was Saddam or Saddam.
They want to vote
and take opinion from each one if you want to vote or not.
If you want to vote for Saddam, it's okay. If you want to vote for
Of course.
This is the first time since 30 years ago.
In a nearby office, Iraqis answer calls from around the world. This is the Voting Information Center. Iraqis can vote in 14 countries, including the United States. A website includes an 800 number, which is answered here. This caller, an Iraqi from Stuttgart, Germany, has called not about the elections, but to complain about the translations on the website. Most callers have a more common question, am I eligible to vote? Cynthia Hatfield runs the office.
The thing that I'm most surprised about is that we haven't received any threats, considering we have a worldwide toll-free number in 14 countries.
But even here, Iraqis won't give their names. Still, they are proud to work here.
It's happening for the first time in my country, so I'm excited.
Excited, yes. The problem is who to vote for. With 7,000 Iraqi candidates running, Iraqis in Jordan say they don't have enough information to make an informed choice.
It is difficult for those who live in Iraq, so it's even more difficult for those who live abroad.
Harith al-Araji, a candidate in the Iraqi election, says there are bigger problems. He wants the elections postponed to give Iraqis time to know the candidates. More important, he says, time to convince the minority Sunni Muslim population to participate in the vote. Al-Araji is a Shiite Muslim, but he says if the Sunnis don't vote, the elections will be a disaster.
I think it is, yes. I really do. Because that can lead to more violence coming from the Sunni side, because they are not represented, and big and important issues can be decided in their absence. That probably would lead to civil war.
A dire prediction, and Al-Araji says he is going back to Iraq to try to persuade Sunni Muslims that this is not just about elections, but how to build a new country. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Amman, Jordan.